Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition.
On this Tuesday, years ago, while working at Fox News, I told the audience that major media outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, and most network news outlets would not tolerate conservative thought. My imagery was that any employee wearing a MAGA hat, for example, even on private time, would be banished. Subsequently, we have seen that play out in many left-wing companies. The latest is National Public Radio, where a former executive writes that a liberal bias is consistently enforced. NPR CEO Catherine Marr once tweeted that, quote, Donald Trump is a racist, and was openly sympathetic to the violent rioting after George Floyd's death. Now, consider that NPR and its TV cousin PBS have convoluted access to about $500 million yearly from American taxpayers, and you have a huge scandal. One footnote, in my 20 years plus at Fox News, I never saw employees punished for liberal beliefs. In fact, people like Alan Colmes, Juan Williams, Shepard Smith prospered. The executive producer of The O'Reilly Factor is a proud Democrat. That has never happened at the liberal news organizations. You either fall into line or work elsewhere. Maybe Frontline could do a report on it. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.